prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network. Herb Talk's about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Frank, you ready over there? I know I'm ready. We're wrapping it up. This month has gone by. You know, it's next week's Christmas week. So I hope I haven't said it. I hope everybody has a safe and healthy Christmas holiday, traveling, not traveling. Be well out there. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about the first part of the show, why women are at higher risk of side effects from prescription drugs. We're going to talk about that and some other things. We do have a quack report. Frank's saying this was a lousy year. This whole month was lousy, he says. All right, Frank, cheer up in there. Eat some jerky. Smile. Okay, we got a great show, but before we get to our quack report and everything else, we got to do our devotional. So, here we are going to be doing the devotional. So, I'm hitting the knees. and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it's growing short. So today's devotional puts us in Ecclesiastes 12, where it says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." And in Matthew 16, it says, "For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." So cheer up, Frank. The good people get rewarded, and the evil people get their comeuppance. Okay, and we should smile at that. God wins in the end, and his children that really love him win in the end. So if you're a child of God, just, you know, take comfort in that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, we got a quacker here. Get this, Frank. It's crazy stuff. This was the zoo, Phoenix Zoo, Phoenix, Arizona. They went ahead and inoculated 75 of their animals with COVID-19 serum. Yeah. And these were endangered species they inoculated. This is crazy. 75 animals at the Phoenix Zoo in Arizona have been given the COVID-19 vaccine. All of them are on the endangered species list. Veterinarians were working with the zoo because they felt these animals would be susceptible to getting the virus being handled by their human keepers. They said, quote, "We started seeing increasing concern reports from other zoos where the large cats, the tigers, the lions, so forth, were acquiring the infection from their human caretakers." So 75 animals, Frank, got this vaccine, and that included Sumerian tigers, bobcats, jaguars, African lions, orangutans, Egyptian fruit bats, and armadillos. And the two-toed sloths all got the jab, the poisonous poke. God help us. Moving along in the quack report, California school districts phase out the grades of D and F in an effort to claim public schools during the pandemic, their students are not failing. Yeah, California school districts are lowering the standards to keep their high school students in good standing to be accepted into colleges and universities. That's right. So the Los Angeles Unified, Oakland, Sacramento City Unified School, San Diego schools are phasing out the grades of D and F in a bid to re-engage their students, to repair the damage to the children there that over the last few months have been isolated, working, doing homework from home. This is crazy. They say, right now we have a system in place, they said. We have a million-point system. If the student turns in a million pieces of paper without as even any attention to what they actually learned, they will get a passing grade. So just hand in your paper. I guess you could just write your name on it, and you get a point for doing that, Frank. Isn't insanity? You just want to make everybody stupid. Last but not least in the quack report, 42% of Americans feel optimistic about post-pandemic life. Right. This is a new survey. They said 2 in 5 Americans rate their current mental health as fair to poor, while more than half say the same about their sleep quality. So this is a poll from Ellerman Data and Intelligence, and they examined the impacts, negative impacts of the COVID pandemic on the health and wellness of over 4,000 Americans. So 42% say they're optimistic. So that's, you know, the rest of them are not. And 2 in 5 Americans say, we're not doing so good out here. I don't think I agree with those numbers. Do you, Frank, do you agree with that? I don't think that's right. You think that's right out there? Y'all listening? Shaking your head. I see it. What's the world coming to? Well, what'd you say, Frank? No, they are just lying again. Yeah, I think the reality is very different. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about women seem to be at a higher risk of side effects when they take prescription drugs. Why is that? Well, this was a report. Get my report together here. Here we all. This is a report, August 2020, and it was the University of California and the University of Chicago got together and they published their findings, and they said females are more likely to have drug side effects and be over-medicated compared to men. So it's a question. Why is that? You know, is it because women are more vulnerable to prescription drugs, or is it because women are the weaker vessel? Is that the reason? Or is it because the female body is not equipped to handle prescription drug therapy? What is it? I thought we'd check it out. What'd you say, Frank? Women are smaller. Well, thank you, Frank, for pointing that out. Yeah, it's common sense, Frank. Not everybody in science has that. Not everybody in medical science has common sense. You know? They don't even have nutritional sense in modern medicine. Well, it's a cookie-cutter method to prescription drug therapy, as you've probably heard. So one reason the report stated that women are at a higher risk than men taking prescription medications is that the human drug trials often have male participants. And just male participants. So the drug doses are actually standardized based on the male metabolism and not the female metabolism. And the same problem exists when drug companies establish vaccine doses for human trials and they don't establish doses for infants or toddlers. Okay? So the drug companies simply make educated guesses on this based on their hypotheses. Let me read you a quote from the study, University of California, Berkeley, University of Chicago. They say women are more likely than men to suffer adverse side effects of medications because drug doses are historically based on clinical trials that are conducted on men. End of quote. Well, let's look at this data that they established here. The university researchers actually took data from thousands of medical journal studies, and they find their evidence is that there's a gender bias here that exists within science. So it's unsettling, really, to realize that common medications that are prescribed all over the world are predominantly designed for men and just men. Here are the drugs, for instance, antidepressants, cardiovascular drugs, anti-seizure medicines, and analgesics, all designed for the male metabolism. So therefore, women often have these profound side effects as the medication doses are too toxic for them. Their research was published now in the Journal of Biology and Sex Differences. Now that's just shocker. There's a journal in science that says sex differences? Oh, don't tell the liberals that. You know, there's not just two sexes anymore, according to them. Well, let's read some more from their journal article. This is from University of California, Berkeley. They say, prescribing drugs as a one-size-fits-all approach that is based on male-dominated clinical trials is not safe and is not working for women. And there are fundamental biological differences between men and women. Well, that's, again, common sense. So here you are, common sense, just dominating, I guess, this journal article. All right, let's look at the toxic doses. So what the two universities found is that women overall receive higher concentrations of the drugs that produce accumulative effects, and the drug lingers in the blood system as the body struggles to eliminate it. So this also puts, you know, excessive burden on the female liver and other filtering organs that are designed to get rid of toxins. So the average physician that's prescribing these medications to female patients is largely ignorant of this fact. Now, folks, if I can find this out there, why can't your doctor find this out there? So in over 90% of the cases in this study, women experience worse side effects such as nausea, headache, depression, cognitive deficits, seizures, hallucinations, mood swings and agitation, and cardiac events. Now, one of the professors, leading professors in the study, was saying, you know, sleep medications, for instance, he says, is a real problem. He says these women, you know, trying to get up and go to work, drive the kids to school, go, you know, and then go to work themselves, you know, dangerous. They're behind the wheel and they're cognitively not alert, he says. Isn't that a scary thing, Frank, to think about? Oh, my word. Another quote from the study, they say, overall, our research shows that women suffer adverse drug reactions nearly twice as often as men. Well, let's just look at, you know, why? Why are women, you know, not in the drug trials? You got any ideas, Frank? Why do you suppose women are not included? Any idea out there? Well, while you think about that, why women aren't participating in the drug trials? Well, there's several reasons. Most drug trials tend to exclude mothers with young children due to lack of opportunity to participate in trials away from home. So working females really can't afford to take time off of work to participate in the drug trials. So the drug trials often now, currently in modern times, they attract unemployed males who have the time and they need the money that the drug companies pay for their participation. So another reason is that traditionally drug companies didn't want females involved in their drug trials, so they were purposely excluded because they said females were somewhat unstable. Well, let's read one of the reasons. This is from the study, University of Berkeley, California. They say for decades, women were excluded from clinical trial drug trials based in part on unfounded concerns that females with hormone fluctuations render the female too difficult or hysterical to work with. We're too hysterical. I don't think they've seen hysteria yet, do you think, Frank? Oh, no. Well, until the 1990s, you know, females in general, pregnant women also, were kept out of the drug trials on purpose. Evidence also shows that female animals were also absent from the animal studies as well. So they kept the female animals out of the animal studies too. So I think it's interesting, you know. But, you know, your drug levels, you know, on a lot of these grandfather drugs are still the same as when they were tested only on men. Here's one, aspirin. Yeah, aspirin. Made for men, not for women, apparently. So, and, you know, so what's up with the baby aspirin, right? Wonder. Well, is science all that smart then? You know, because the more we kind of discover about medical science, the more you kind of wonder about how sound the art of medical science really is. And I would think that, you know, common sense obviously would tell you that a smaller human would require a lesser dose of any kind of medication until proven otherwise. So perhaps medical science assumes that if the medicine doesn't kill you, well, then you'll be healed. And that exact sentiment was exhibited in ancient civilizations like Babylon, where modern medicine has established its roots. Yeah, if you haven't heard from Dr. Truott on the history of modern medicine, you should. It's interesting. Well, so you got these herbal medicinals as options out here. So the ancient world may have had their own philosophy about healing. You know, but God's philosophy on healing was published in the Bible. He tells us. So you can't go wrong with the healing power of the Creator's medicine made perfectly for the human body, male or female. Okay? Even in the ancient world, smaller doses of herb medicines were given to women and children compared to men. So it was called dose by weight. That's what it was called. And so that's, you know, the very common, dose by weight. So we call it what it is in the real world, in reality. Now, for more information, if you want to know how you can become really powerful using God's healing herbs, you want to call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free catalog to give you, and they have a full line of medicinals that you'll want to become familiar with. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The web address, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's their web address, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, you want to get their free catalog. Like I said, it's free. You can call them or you go on their website and request it. And you want to take advantage, too. They're having their Christmas sale, so 30% off your order of $50 or more if you use their coupon code MARY21, MERRY, like for Merry Christmas, MARY21. You want to hurry, though. The sale does end on December 26th, and restrictions do apply. So there are details on the homepage. You want to check that out. And if you're up there, you want to sign up for their free online newsletters, which go out each week, the Health Quest and the American Survival, and do sign up. Now, I know they're not going to be publishing the newsletters Christmas week, but they are this week and the week after. So do sign up and get empowered, thepowerherbs.com. All right, Frank, we got a few minutes before we go to break, and I did want to also mention, we have been shipping herbs to Australia pretty much since we've been in business, Frank. And then since the New World Order took over, guess what? No orders to Australia. And, you know, I heard from the Australians, you know, while we were, you know, providing medicinal immune boosters, organ cleanses, and so forth, and they said they didn't have that stuff over there. It was considered, you know, like a prescription drug, so you couldn't walk into a health store in Australia and get that stuff. Sad, but true. And now they can't even order it for themselves under a certain amount, you know, to get into the country. This is what happens when tyranny rules. You're going to lose your option to having wellness through God's medicinal herbs because they're going to take control over all that. Don't let that happen. See? And if you notice, they're taking their medical tyranny and all kind of tyrannies happening in the countries that the citizenry is disarmed. You notice that, Frank? They're easy targets. They can be pushed around. So, just, you know, my observation, as it were. All right. Well, we got a few minutes. I thought we'd talk about, hey, Frank, have you heard the term Quicksilver? Have you ever heard that? Quicksilver? Average person would have to be 40 or 50 years of age to know what Quicksilver means. The millennials don't know what that means. One person thought it was the name of the Lone Ranger's horse. Well, for Generation Xers and Millennials, I guess that's close enough. But if you were treated with Quicksilver, you would feel like you were run over by the Lone Ranger's horse. So getting down to the silver bullets of the matter, Quicksilver is another name for mercury treatment. So where were they doing mercury treatments, Frank? Do you know where they're doing them? Well, people say, oh, they did that way back in ancient times, you know, like in the Middle Ages. they were doing, you know, those mercury treatments. Well, quicksilver was used not only a few hundred years ago, and it was used in the ancient world of Babylon. They wrote about it. But it's also used today. It's called what? Vaccines. Thimerosal is mercury included in your vaccines. And this is a treatment from Babylon, which started in the ancient roots of modern medicine, using metallurgy in vaccine in medicine. Alchemy is the term. Alchemy. So, you know, people think that doesn't happen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. The more things change, the more they stay the same, kind of thing. Well, who thinks up these weird treatments, you know, making experiments on these humans using all kinds of things? If you want to trace the origins of quicksilver treatment, you have to go all the way back to 600 AD, or ancient Babylon. And you're going to recall in one of the previous shows that I did, we talked about how Arabs were the first to introduce clinical medicine to the world, the first to have drug stores in the 9th century. So the Arabs were also behind the roots of modern medicine. And prior to that, the Arabs were kind of busy perfecting their alchemy with their metallurgies, and that all came from the Babylonian roots. Okay, Babylonia. So the Arabs introduced, you know, when I think of that stuff, Frank, Babylon, Nimrod. And if I remember correctly, Nimrod, when, you know, Babylon's tower got destroyed and their language got changed, confusion, Nimrod took his band of people who still spoke the same language, and they went up and established Nivea. Okay? So there's where Nimrod and his people went. And if you recall, the people of Nivea were ruthless types of people, you know. And from Nivea, those folks kind of migrated and established the German civilization. Yeah. So that's how it all migration goes. So I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, if memory serves, that's what happened. So you've got these Babylonian roots in modern medicines. The Arabs introduced alchemy and a composition of chemistry and with a strange philosophy, and that's what you get alchemy. And they also introduced that to Europe, promising that their solutions to their medicine would penetrate even the deepest secrets of nature. Ooh, kind of spooky. Yeah, almost demonic. Well, we're going to get into this. We got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough. for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Yeah, we're marching to a different beat these days, aren't we, Frank? Well, we're talking about quicksilver, also known as alchemy, the treatment of using heavy metals in medicine, often used today in vaccinology. Well, what we're digging up here is Pandora's box, basically, is what modern medicine is involved in. So the truth actually beneath the alchemist's veil is all about spirituality. That's right. So they did dabble with chemicals and metals in their profession. That doesn't take much into notice that the simple terms alchemy were used in a twisted philosophy, if you will. They actually believed that wisdom was locked inside a stone, and there is the term the philosopher's stone. Remember that term? So they also claimed to make gold out of common metal elements, and before the average person could shout giddy up silver away, by the 13th century there was a heady new science in town that it was all over Europe. And it was run mostly by Arabs. So with 600 years of chemical techniques behind them, the Arab alchemists were considered light years ahead of the European their European physician counterparts. So Arab alchemists were able to influence medicine using metal compounds, which were easily assimilated, they said, by the body, also known as quicksilver or mercury. Well, the product of alchemy, well, the big surprise here to many is that our modern medical system practices alchemy. Every day, you've got the thermosol, the mercury in vaccines, you got alkalum fillings in your teeth. Now, I interviewed some physicians over the years. One was Dr. Rebecca Carley, and we were talking, and we touched on alchemy, but she said alchemy was not practiced anymore, to which I vehemently disagreed. When I brought to her attention that it was in vaccines, chemotherapy, radioactive isotopes that are injected into patients for x-ray studies, fillings for cavities. Well, she hadn't thought of it that way. Took her back a little bit. Yeah. So, to Dr. Carley's credit, though, she didn't practice the conventional medicine anymore. She was actually trying to help people with natural remedies, but that's the mindset of a lot of medical professionals. They don't realize they're practicing alchemy today. Isn't that interesting? Well, the Hindus call alchemy rasadi, which is translated the knowledge of mercury. And exposure to mercury either once or repeatedly can produce some health risks. So chronic coughing, chest tightness, difficulty breathing, fatal pneumonia, upset stomachs, nausea, vomiting, kidney damage, mood swings, hallucinations, memory loss, cognitive dysfunction, apathy, rashes, itching, allergies, birth defects, vision problems, and even death. So I can't help but notice that there's this correlation of mercury vaccines and the increased rate of the following health problems: attention deficit disorder, autism, Alzheimer's, depression, obsessive compulsive disorders, various behavioral problems, especially anything with anger and rage, also cataracts and eczema. So why were they using mercury? For all the metal elements, why did Arabs prefer to use mercury? You got any ideas, Frank? Anybody out there got any ideas? Why mercury? Well, other than it was easily absorbed by the human body, why would they select mercury? Well, again, we go back to the twisted philosophy where the alchemists held mercury in very high esteem because it was considered a mysterious metal. Mystical stuff. So this is suggesting that the alchemists didn't really know enough about mercury, just thought they did. So the alchemist was fascinated with mercury's ability to be simultaneously light and heavy in weight, and it was responsive to temperature changes, and it was the silvery-looking metal. Very catches the eye. It's very shiny. Now, hundreds of years later, ancient Romans, Dio Cordias and Galen all banned mercury from medicinal treatments by 200 AD. Well, it sounds of reasoning, maybe. The Arabs were arguing that other potent poisons were beneficial if prepared and administered correctly. That was a good argument, right? You can use anti-venoms, right, to reverse a snake bite, for instance. Now, most of you will probably think, you know, the snake venom, is it the antidote? That's what we've been taught. So in the ancient world, it was not poisonous plant compounds which were used, and mineral compounds were actually the ones being investigated. So historical records have the Arab alchemists frantically experimenting with mercury on apes. orangutans and apes. So after many animal trials, the Arabs did not want to give up on their mercury as a treatment, so they came up with the idea to use it topically in ointments to treat scabies, lice, and dermatitis. So, you know, what the ancient world, the Black Plague and stuff, they were using a lot of those mercury ointments then. So this led to our the surgeons, the doctors of the day, picking up and using mercury ointments, believing it was pretty harmless since it was not inhaled or taken internally inside the body. So little did they know. And what they discovered was mercury causes great destruction of muscles and membranes. It disfigures people. So to make mercury ointments and mercury, you know, it goes through a process when you make mercury ointments, which creates friction or heat, and the mercury becomes more easily absorbed into the bloodstream when that happens, and it creates more of a toxic chain reaction. So one application of mercury ointment may have some slight success, but used on calluses or syphilis sores, the mercury ointment worked because mercury salts would kill the bacteria in those cases, and that's why mercury was used as a preservative later in vaccines that were loaded with bacteria. So many European physicians jumped on the treatment and became specialists because people did not want to go to their regular family doctor with an STD. So what modern treatments do is we have the ones we have today, honestly, they have very little testing, the ones we have today, which are in specialized fields that will be revealed later as very risky indeed. So and like Botox, the injection of botulism in your face and your lips, they think that's harmless. Really? What happens down the road with all that bacteria? Well, so Quicksilver is another name for mercury and mercury treatments in medicine. So if you don't like the pharmaceutical drugs, if you don't like surgery, you don't like modern alchemy, you do have some options. You can leave that all aside, and you can look into what God said is good for you. Yep. I mean, you can read all about it in the Holy Bible if you believe the Bible. I mean, we're moving into this Christian holiday, you know, the birth of Christ. And God the Father says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. He says in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30 that he gave you the herb of the field and all the green leaves of the tree and the seeds thereof. And he says it is good for you. It's harmless stuff, but it's good for you. Harmless and good. So, you know, that's the highest authority you can get. I mean, forget the Supreme Court. That's the highest authority that can tell you what you should be doing. King David said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And then in Revelation chapter 22:2, it says healing of the nations. Herbs are for the healing of the nations. So all throughout the Bible, we're encouraged to use the herbs for healing, health and healing. So right under our noses, we can choose to read it or we can choose to ignore it. But once you find out how beneficial herbs are and how to use them, you are powerful. You are powerful against disease. You are powerful against internal medicine disorders. You are powerful. And most frankly, you can stop things prescription, you know, pad doctors can't, you know, because they don't have that knowledge. All they have is their prescription pad and their pen. They don't know any of that. They have no clue. So you can go on as usual, or you can pick up and learn. God encourages you to do that so you can be well. He wants you to be well. So check out thepowerherbs.com. They'll send you a free catalog. Those folks specialize in immune support, metabolic support, and organ cleansing. And if you cleanse and nourish the body and strengthen the immune system, very basic. Here again, common sense. Very basic. You can sidestep a lot of problems just doing that. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Well, I thought we'd shift gears a little bit here. Got off our Quicksilver topic. We're good there. We're going to go on to talking a little bit about fluoride. Now, fluoride's not a new topic. Obviously, it's been covered quite a bit. But some people forget. They forget stuff. So I thought I'd briefly revisit it. So if you ever go to the dentist, well, you do, right? You go to the dentist, especially if you go to a pediatric dentist, they like to use a lot of fluoride products there, you know. And this is very scary to me. As much as we don't like to go to the dentist, sometimes you have no choice and you have to go. And you want to educate yourself and be selective about your dental treatments. And you can avoid some very unfortunate circumstances. Now, so when you take your child to the dentist, sometimes, you know, you'll come away with a little bag of goodies. You know, you get your teeth cleaned and you come away with a new toothbrush and some mouthwash and maybe some toothpaste. But really discerning about those products. Now, a lot of times you see in that little goodie bag a tube of toothpaste called Control RX toothpaste. Maybe it's, I don't know, by one of the name brand, I don't know, toothpaste companies. But what the heck is Control RX? Well, if you may have never even seen this product, and you may have had it recommended to you or not. Orthodontic folks also will put it in their, or give it to their patients because they say it prevents tooth decay. So they give it to a lot to the kids, the adolescents, teenagers especially, especially if you have braces on. They'll give it to those kids too, and it's supposed to prevent tooth decay. Especially if you have, you know, retainers and braces and things. Dentists will tell you that the tooth will oxidize around braces and they become soft and the teeth may turn a different shade or color. So they give you this toothpaste called Control RX. It's 1.1% fluoride, or 5,000 parts per million of fluoride. Now, if you read the warning label on this thing, it states that the product should be kept out of reach of children, and children under 6 should not in any way touch this thing. So the product, if you swallow it, they say call poison control. And any overdose, the product says, will consist of an overdose would consist of, get this, a thin ribbon or pea-size amount of this toothpaste. Well, do you know what kids do, teenagers do? They just squeeze that tube and a big blob comes out on the toothbrush. It's not no pea size or small thin ribbon, right? So what are parents to do? This is under parental supervision to use this toothpaste, obviously. So, you know, if you get just a pea-size amount, Frank, just a pea-size amount, that's 3 grams of the toothpaste. It's 1.5 milligrams of fluoride. So there's like 282 grams of fluoride in the 2-ounce tube. I think people should wise up to this stuff. So there's pros and cons. You've heard them about the fluoride thing. And critics say fluoride is ineffective at cavity prevention and promotes bone ailments like osteoporosis and arthritis. And then the people that are for it say it prevents cavities and all this good stuff. So reports, though, have gone as far to say that fluoride causes discolored brittle teeth and promotes premature aging. And then, of course, you've heard it's a neurotoxin. I'm sure you've heard that. Now, aside from the American Dental Association, what do other medical associations are saying about the use of fluoride? Well, not long ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association and the New England Journal of Medicine cited that there were correlations between fluoride areas and hip fractures. So the National Institute of Environmental and Health Services also researched this link between, and they also found a link between cancer and the consumption of fluoride. And it's in the water. Most city medicinal water systems dump fluoride in there. So what does the science say? Well, the science has kind of emerged on fluoride over the last 20 or so years. The FDA and the AMA pulling all kinds of food and healthcare products off the shelves because of fluoride. So according to Dr. John, Yayamanis, if I pronounce that right, he's the author of the book Fluoride, The Aging Factor. He is stating that the clinical toxicology on fluoride has been known for years. Now, in 1984, he says chemists listed fluoride as a poison. The documentation on fluoride's toxicology is stating that even further that there is fluoride's more toxic than lead, according to the research, and it's a little less, just a little less toxic than arsenic, fluoride. So why are kids brushing their teeth with it? Now, pest control experts, they'll tell you they have used fluoride as a pesticide for mice, rats, and other vermin. Pest control personnel remember fluoride labels warning them that 1/10 of an ounce kills an adult over 100 pounds, and 1/100th of an ounce will kill an infant. So where does this leave almost all Americans with more than one tube of toothpaste per household? How much fluoride is in the tube of toothpaste? And the average tube is 7 ounces of toothpaste, and it contains supposedly 0.1% or 199 ounces of fluoride, which is more than enough to kill a 25-pound child. So if a 25-pound child just decided to suck that tube down, that child would die. Fluoride. Now, could fluoride be the culprit in a lot of our health issues? Well, let's look. Let's ask that question. Has disease become more prevalent because fluoride has came to be more widely used in American households? Well, according to Dr. Yayamanis, he says with repeated exposure to fluoride, it's possible. It modifies the bonds and shape of proteins, eventually distorting proteins, which are part of our immune system, and then your immune system has an issue. So he says it could be that lupus could be a side effect of fluoride poisoning. Now, other ill effects of prolonged exposure to fluoride would be tremors such as Parkinson's, stomach cramps, and constipation like irritable bowel syndrome, aching bones, osteoporosis, and stiffness like arthritis and osteoarthritis. Interesting. The more I learn this stuff, Frank, the more I research, I'm thinking a lot of our internal medicine disorders are either drug-induced or they're drug-induced. Basically, a lack of minerals and drug-induced. And a lot of the drugs people are on get rid of their minerals. So there you go. Where in the world did fluoride get started? Do you know where fluoride got started, Frank? Have any idea? Well, an article by Dr. Jackie Guiliano, it was titled Healing Our World. It was reporting on the discovery by Joel Griffin and Chris Bryson when they were researching fluoride. So in a nutshell, basically, Griffin's and Bryson's research, they poured over hundreds of documents that involved the Manhattan Project, which involved atomic bomb manufacturing. They discovered that fluoride was a major chemical in the bomb production used in high-grade uranium and plutonium. So fluoride was a hazardous chemical used by the U.S. nuclear weapons program. And lawsuits were filed for environmental and civilian fluoride poisoning. So it was reported that our U.S. department ordered the scientists to create a healthy use for fluoride to use as a defense in the court case. Voila, the new market for fluoride was born. If that's true, well, there's a special place for those folks. If that's true. So you want to protect yourself. You know, you can find fluoride-free toothpaste in most health food stores. You can also drink filtered bottled water to remove the fluoride or have a filtration system that can remove it. You want to check your labels to make sure there's no added fluoride to beverages, food products, especially that are geared for children. Fluoride is a very powerful neurotoxin. Dr. Phyllis Mullinex, a toxicology expert at Forsyth Dental Center in Boston, tested fluoride in animal studies, proving that it had a very powerful central nervous system toxicity. The Germans used it in World War II for the Jews, putting it in their water to make them more docile or controllable. Yeah. Fluoride. I know you guys, I can hear the stampede to your medicine cabinet to check your toothpaste. Well, it's in the mouthwashes too. Look for that. You know, I mean, there's a trash can in the bathroom. Use it. And you want some strong teeth, right? But you don't want the toxins, right? Well, having strong teeth and bones is really not that hard. You get rid of the refined sugar, which drops your phosphorus by 50% and prevents calcium absorption. So you get rid of the sugar. You also get rid of the propaganda that dairy has the right calcium and gives you strong bones, because that's not true either, because it doesn't have any boron and magnesium with the calcium to do that. Also, you know, you want to check and make sure there isn't any fluoride in any of the stuff you're taking that could give you weaker bones. So the problem with our bodies is they're designed to absorb calcium, magnesium, and boron, and then you'll get strong bones and strong teeth, muscle, connective tissues, skin, that kind of thing, and immune systems. Calcium is also in the immune system. So you get that from plants. Plants have a special calcium chemistry, always having boron and magnesium with it, because that's how the human body was designed to absorb it. And God did that, and it's in his plants. All your green leafy vegetables, oranges, herbs that have calcium have that same chemistry, and it's there for a reason. So look at the cow. He's eating grass. He has big, strong bones. You don't have to have cow's milk for that. Cow's milk is to put 800 pounds on a calf really fast, but it's not for us. So you can get really strong bones, get rid of osteoporosis if you're using the right plants. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a plant-based calcium formula you may want to check out. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. And don't forget, they're having their 30% off Christmas sale. Details online, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. Oh, I see by the clock I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And until next time, I'm Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.